Aunt Hetty on Matrimony by Fanny Fern, read by Susan Jameson.
"Now, girls," said Aunt Hetty, "put down your embroidery and worsted work. Do something sensible and stop building air castles and talking of lovers and honeymoons. Makes me sick. It is perfectly antimonial. Love is a farce. Matrimony is a humbug. Husbands are domestic Napoleons, Neros, Alexanders, sighing for other hearts to conquer after they are sure of yours. The honeymoon is as short-lived as a Lucifer match. After that, you may wear your wedding dress at breakfast and your nightcap to meeting, and your husband wouldn't know it. You may pick up your own pocket handkerchief, help yourself to a chair, and split your gown across the back, reaching over the table to get a piece of butter while he is laying in his breakfast as if it was the last meal he should eat in this world. When he gets through, he will aid your digestion while you are sipping your first cup of coffee by inquiring what you'll have for dinner, whether the cold lamb was all ate yesterday, if the charcoal is all out, and what you gave for the last green tea you bought. Then he gets up from the table, lights his cigar with the last evening's paper that you have not had the chance to read, gives two or three whiffs of smoke, which are sure to give you a headache for the afternoon, and just as his coattail is vanishing through the door, apologizes for not doing that errand for you yesterday. Thinks it's doubtful if he can today, so pressed with business. Hear of him at 11 o'clock taking an ice cream with some ladies at a confectioner's while you are at home new lining his coat sleeves. Children by the ears all day, can't get out to take the air, feel as crazy as a fly in a drum. Husband comes home at night, nods, how do you do, Fan? Boxes Charlie's ears, stands little Fanny in the corner, sits down in the easiest chair, in the warmest nook, puts his feet up over the grate, shutting out all the fire, while the baby's little pug nose grows blue with the cold. Reads the newspaper all to himself, solaces his inner man with a cup of tea, and just as you are labouring under the hallucination that he will ask you to take a mouthful of fresh air with him, he puts on his dressing gown and slippers and begins to reckon up the family expenses, after which he lies down on the sofa and you keep time with your needle while he sleeps till 9 o'clock. Next morning, ask him to leave you a little money. He looks at you as if to be sure that you're in your right mind, draws a sigh long enough and strong enough to inflate a pair of bellows, and asks you what you want with it and if half a dollar won't do. Gracious King, as if those little shoes and stockings and petticoats could be had for half a dollar. Oh, girls, set your affections on cats, poodles, parrots, or lapdogs. But let matrimony alone. It's the hardest way on earth of getting a living, and you never know when your work is done. Think of carrying 8 or 9 children through the measles, chicken pox, rash, mumps, and scarlet fever, some of them twice over. Oh, makes my head ache to think of it. Oh, you may scrimp and save and twist and turn and dig and delve and economize and die, and your husband will marry again and take what you have saved to dress his second wife with, and she'll take your portrait for a fireboard. But what's the use of talking? I'll warrant every one of you'll try it the first chance you get. Well, somehow there's a sort of bewitchment about it. I wish one half of the world were not fools and the other half idiots.
You've been listening to Aunt Hetty on Matrimony by Fanny Fern, a BBC Radio Drama Company production, read by Susan Jameson. The producer was Simon Richardson.